Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Barbara Welt was here. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, including the new version, Small Business Taxes 2012, but you can still get 2011 if you want it. And she has been a great resource to us over the last 14 years as a member of our Brain Trust, helping us understand the tax side of our business. Barbara Welt, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks so much.
It's good to have you back, as always. Barbara, we had news over the weekend. Governor Romney, presidential candidate Romney, selected Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan to be his vice presidential nominee. And I'd like your opinion as a small business tax expert, which includes, as we all know, you're tracking not only what we have, but what we might have, and kind of where we're going from a fiscal standpoint. What is your opinion of Paul Ryan? What is he going to do? Should small business owners like this selection?
Well, I do personally on a number of levels for a couple of different reasons. One is, as you point out, I'm a numbers person, and Paul Ryan is a numbers person, and I kind of agree with a lot of what he has to say about the numbers, about getting things in order, working towards, I mean, to me it's a reality check that you can't just keep spending money you don't have, and that if we want to have a secure and strong country, we have to be fiscally sound so that we're not dependent on foreign dollars and foreign energy and all down the road, I'm kind of in agreement with him, and certainly with taxes, I agree that less tax means more revenue. It's just a simple equation. I don't know why the Democrats think that higher taxes means more revenue. It never has been.
Mm-hmm. Well, from a small business standpoint, a larger government takes more money, which is money that it doesn't have. It has to get from somebody else, and if they don't get it from the taxpayer, they have to borrow the money, right?
Well, that's true. Every dollar.
And so that more money they borrow, then over time, that's going to mean they're going to require more interest on that borrowed money because we're not paying any of it back. And that makes interest rates go higher, taxes go higher, interest rates will go higher because of the cost of the debt on the government's debt will be higher, and higher interest rates and higher taxes are death knells for small businesses.
Absolutely. Another thing that I did like hearing was the concept of self-determination, I think, the underpinnings of this country, and certainly it aligns with entrepreneurial spirit that we don't want the government to do anything for us. We just want the government to allow us to do what we do best without interference from onerous regulations and taxes.
I don't hear serious small business owners. I've never heard a serious small business owner say, "I want the government to do more for me."
Never.
I've never heard a serious. When I say serious, folks, I'm talking about somebody who's in the marketplace. They're running a business successfully. They know what's going on. I've never heard one of them say, "I want the government to do something for me." I've only heard them say, "I would like the government to please not get in my way."
Absolutely. We're not looking for a handout, we're not looking for assistance, but by the same token, we don't want roadblocks put in our way to keep us from doing what we do best. And I think that's been the problem in the past several years. I mean, just look at the burgeoning number of regulations. It's just been outrageous. I saw the, heard the number that since January of this year, 2,000 federal regulations issued or proposed. It's just, how do you run a business and try to keep up and comply with all of the new things the government says you must do, can't do, should do?
Well,
it's ridiculous.
And some people will say that, that you and I sound like we don't want any regulations. We're not saying that there, all regulations are bad. We're just saying that, that we have too many. Many of them are unnecessary. And the reason why it proves that we can prove that they're unnecessary is because the people are still violating things. They're still violating these regulations. They're not even being enforced all the time properly. And
That's certainly one thing. The other thing is that a lot of them just don't employ common sense. For example, there may be, let's say, a $5,000 penalty for violation. Well, for a small business, $5,000 is, could mean the difference of staying in business. And how about some common sense saying, okay, you know, there's a warning. You didn't have the
right
kind of door for access.
Now that you know, don't do this again. And
exactly.
If they come back and they do it again, then fine them.
Exactly.
But regulators should be part of the solution in the beginning, not part of the problem.
Well, that's
and,
exactly
and right,
right
now, that's not the case.
That's right.
What are some? I've got about a minute. What are some tax things that we need to know about?
Well, before the House adjourned for their vacation, they passed an extender bill extending most of the provisions that expired at the end of 2011 for 2012. I mean, it's ridiculous that we're in the eighth month of the year and we don't know what the tax rules are for the current year. The Senate Finance Committee, before it adjourned, passed a bill that would extend the Bush-era tax cuts and a number of other provisions through 2013. So the bottom line is we don't know what the tax rules are for 2012.
We're just not getting it, right? I mean,
we don't have the rules yet.
We still don't have the rules.
No, we don't.
For 2012.
No, we don't.
Yeah. And this is because of the Senate didn't take the action that they needed to take.
That's correct. They wouldn't deal with the House bill.
Right. So, folks, this is something to think about when we get ready to we come up on the election, as we come up on November 6th. A lot of small business owners right now do not know how to, most small business owners do not know how to plan their taxes because we don't know what we're going to wind up having because the Senate wouldn't do their job. I think we should not pay them when they don't do their job. Barbara Weltman and I will be right back. We're going to talk about the state of small business. She's got some numbers for us. Stay with us. It's great.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.